Tuesday afternoon ceremony just outside the center's entrance was especially sweet to those with a historical perspective, like Anchorage Assembly Chair Debbie Osiander.
The first time I was in this area, it was a field with some houses. And then I remember when this thing went up, and then we had Safeway, and then we had Market Basket, and then we had this vacant eyesore for years and years and years. It certainly started with a vision, but it took a whole lot more than that. And the catalyst was a group of really committed people from this community.
Osiander represents the Chugiak Eagle River area on the assembly. She said the idea of the center arose during Anchorage Mayor Rick Mystrom's administration in the last half of the 1990s. The goal was to consolidate municipal services at a single location. The crown jewel of the new facility is the 18,000-square-foot Eagle River Chugiak Branch Library. But as Osiander listed, there are also other gems.
We're going to be able to walk in there, and kids are going to be able to study in those study corrals, and we're going to be able to take books off the shelves. We're not going to have to drive all the way downtown if we want to talk to somebody with development services and get a land use permit. Hopefully, if somebody has a theft in their house, they're going to be able to come down and look in the eyeballs of somebody in the police department. We are going to have a community meeting room that's accessible and well-manned. We're going to have our own emergency ops center. Our road board will be here. Our park board will be here. And property appraisal. My gosh, everybody's favorite department right here.
Anchorage's Health and Human Services Department will also have an office at the new center. According to its director, Diane Engel, the department will continue its Eagle River Women's Infants and Children program and hopes in the future to offer other services as well. Anchorage Police Chief Rob Hune was also pleased with the center.
It's a great opportunity for us to reopen a substation and have it staffed. We haven't had that opportunity in Eagle River since 2002.
Actually, of the department's half dozen or so existing substations scattered around Anchorage, only the Eagle River one will be staffed.
We will have a clerk here that can conduct routine business. And, of course, it'll be a place where the officers can come and do interviews with people, take reports, or just a meeting place where they can tell someone that they want to meet with them to continue the police business.
Chief Hune expects the substation to open in late July. The library will take a little longer. The end of August is the current goal. But then, as the director of the municipality's libraries, Karen Keller, explains, there's a lot to set up in the 18,000 square feet.
We're going to nearly double the size of the current library, but what's going to be really exciting is it's going to be completely updated. New furniture, new technology, lots of new books and new media. And I think the community is going to be very excited about the facility that they have here.
According to Keller, in its former facility, the Eagle River branch was second in patron usage only to Lusac, Anchorage's main branch. The center project totaled just over $6 million, including the remodeling cost of about $4.4 million. The remainder was primarily the municipality's share to purchase the former Eagle River Valley Mall with the Alaska Club, which occupies the north end of the building. The partnership with the Athletic Club is only one example of the private-public funding marking the project. $1 million for the library portion came from the Rasmussen Foundation. It required a $300,000 community match. There was also Chugiak Eagle River Parks and Recreation funding, plus legislative grants, along with municipal bonding. As Osiander said, the new Eagle River Chugiak Town Center has roots both broad and deep within the community. So much so that when finished, it will take a glass wall to list completely all the contributors. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.